The Box Will See You Now, an interactive art piece exploring the impact of AI in medical diagnostics. Artificial intelligence is making its way into medicine. AI programs identify patterns in X-ray images that indicate diseases or support the search for new drugs. However, there are practical, ethical, and legal questions that need to be considered to protect patients. The Box is an interactive installation that explores the black box aspect of AI technology and asks, if we feed the AI with incomplete or distorted data, can we then expect it to make reasonable suggestions?
I came across the residency through a university email. It was really startling, exciting opportunity, and I was immediately sure that I wanted to apply and was very grateful that my supervisor was also very excited and could see the merit and the opportunity to do some really impactful public engagement related to my PhD.
Fiona Smith is pursuing her PhD at the University of Edinburgh on a topic related to AI, and she's both a medical doctor and an artist. When she learned about the call for applications for the residency program STEAM Imaging 5, holding the digital in medicine to account, she was immediately enthusiastic. This residency program from Fraunhofer Mewis offers young creatives the opportunity to collaborate with Mewis experts to develop an art piece that engages with a medical question in an original and profound manner. Smith applied with a highly contemporary subject and was accepted. Her motivation?
So I knew I wanted to get people thinking about the data that we use to build AI models, because I feel sometimes that gets a little bit lost. We report the performance of models, we report what types of models that we're using for certain decisions, but sometimes the data sets that are used to train them aren't very detailed in how they're reported. And so I really wanted to discuss that idea with the scientists and think about the issues of equality and diversity, and how do we make AI models that will work for everyone in the future.
But how could these thoughts be transformed into art? Smith developed an idea for an interactive installation. The audience is scanned, and then its data is presented to the AI, which runs its algorithm and then broadcasts its suggested treatment plan via a light display. To refine the concept, the young Scot travelled to Bremen to Fraunhofer Mewis for 2 weeks in November 2023.
I got to meet all the scientists there and had lots of really interesting discussions about their various fields and also all the different backgrounds they had. It was a really interesting mixture of physicists, philosophers, medics, software developers, and many more. And so we had great conversations in the meetings, but also over lunch.
One of the many points of discussion was, how can artistic methods show that there can be uncertainty when an algorithm has to decide? These decision boundaries can change subtly, even arbitrarily, despite the AI's apparent confidence. A key element of the program are STEAM workshops with young people. Smith conducts them alongside the experts from Mewis.
So we had a really tiring, busy 2 days, but it was fantastic. The kids were very, very quick to pick up on my areas of interest and the areas that everyone's thinking about in terms of AI regulation and ethics. I could see how AI models have quite an almost mythical presence. It was really interesting to see how, when you pose to them whether you're happy to have an AI model make a decision for yourself, how their answer might be different than if they were asked if the AI model would make a population level decision. And I certainly found that my discussions with them then helped me hone down the areas that I thought would be most interesting to convey in the artwork.
Back in Edinburgh, Fiona Smith updated her concept and discussed and developed the design with Fraunhofer Mewis, InSpace production team, and specialist technicians across the Institute for Design Informatics and the University of Edinburgh.
Together we narrowed down which of my ideas would work really well in the exhibition space, InSpace at the University of Edinburgh, and formulated the plan, and it got quite grand quite quickly. It is a very ambitious exhibit because essentially it's about 3 or 4 sculptures which are interactive. It's involved a lot of lighting design. I have been incredibly fortunate that at the IDI at the University of Edinburgh, I have had some excellent technical support. I have had a lot of guidance in bringing these ideas to fruition.
Now the box is complete. The installation can be experienced at the renowned Edinburgh Science Festival from April 5th to April 19th at the InSpace Gallery of the University of Edinburgh. What can visitors expect?
The audience members are invited to come and experience a sort of a futuristic or unusual hand surgery clinic. So they're invited to come and be the patients and to be processed in a new, unusual way that they might find different normal hospital setups. So they're invited to come into a testing area. They are scanned, and the scan then gives them their test results. And then they find themselves presented as their data point to the box, which is the AI algorithm and the model that makes a decision on their treatment plan.
Smith wants to tear down the barriers of the black box and demonstrate the complexity of the algorithms and the mathematics behind them. It's crucial, for instance, that an AI only delivers usable results if it has already been fed with high-quality data. For Smith, training data should represent the parts of the population for which the model is intended, and data should be collected in a fair, legal, and ethical manner.
If I can give them a wee bit of information to be able to get under the hood of it, to see the nuts and bolts a bit more, then hopefully it'll kind of help formulate all the other discussions that we have about regulation and ethics and fairness.
Yet, despite all the significance and seriousness, one thing should definitely not be neglected for Fiona Smith.
What I do expect is that hopefully people will have a fun time as well.